Motion's been made to return to regular order of business by Alderman Truerty, seconded by Alderman Belinsky.
Collins.
Seconded by Alderwoman Collins.
Aye.
Time is 9:38 PM. Alderman Carlozzi.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'd like to make a motion to suspend the rules for the purposes of amending the agenda.
Second, Your Honor.
Seconded by Alderwoman Collins. Sorry.
Do we need a vote on that, Your Honor?
All those in favor, suspending the rules, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Rules have been suspended.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'd like to make a motion to withdraw item number 7.
Second, Your Honor.
Seconded by Alderwoman Collins. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We have Report C that is next on the agenda. I'll entertain a motion to go into executive session for the purposes of discussion of item C.
Yes, Your Honor. I make a motion that we go into an executive session and taking with us Corporation Counsel. Of course, I thought the mayor came, it was automatic. And the mayor, and did I miss anyone else? I said Corporation Counsel.
And me.
Anybody else?
Unless you want, if you want down there. Moral support.
All right.
Seconded by Alderman Truerty, we're going into executive. All those in favor signify by saying. Roll call.
Collins and Truerty?
Yes.
Okay, Alderman Truerty?
Yes.
Magdashevsky?
Yes.
Black?
Yes.
Collins?
Yes.
Platosh?
Yes.
Sanchez?
Yes.
Carlozzi?
Yes.
Franzo?
Yes.
Salvio?
Yes.
Pabon?
Yes.
Giantonio?
Yes.
Smedley?
Yes.
Salerno?
Yes.
Naples?
Yes.
Belinsky?
Yes.
15-0, Your Honor.
To executive session we go at 9:40 p.m. For approval of the minutes, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes are adopted. Amendments to the agenda, Alderwoman Collins.
Thank you, Your Honor. Currently, these are the amendments to the agenda. We have an additional P, additional resolutions 4, 5, and 7.
Seconded by Alderwoman Belinsky.
I thought I'd do that for the other part. And from the reports, I am going to be moving C to the end of the agenda for executive session.
Seconded by Alderwoman Belinsky. So we have an additional P, an additional 4, 5, and 7, and to move item C to the end of the agenda for executive session. Any questions, comments? Mr. Clerk, please call the roll.
All the persons Truerty.
Yes.
Magdashevsky.
Yes.
Black.
Yes.
Collins.
Yes.
Platosh.
Yes.
Sanchez.
Yes.
Carlozzi.
Yes.
DeFranzo.
Yes.
Salvio.
Yes.
Pabon.
Yes.
Giantonio.
Yes.
Smedley.
Yes.
Salerno.
Yes.
Naples.
Yes.
Belinsky.
Yes.
15-0, Your Honor.
Thank you. Amendments carry. Petitions, Mr. Clerk.
Yes, Your Honor. We have two. First one is submitted by Alderwoman Collins. Proposed zone change, to amend the official zoning map to change zoning of the properties fronting on eastern side of Arch Street from B1 neighborhood business and T, two family to B3 secondary business, encompassing and inclusive of all properties from 66 Wallace Street to 700 Arch Street. This petition came in front of the council last month, but there was an error and the applicant was asked to resubmit it, which they did, and that's why it's in front of you this evening.
Correct. So we'll send that to City Plan Commission and to the Zoning Committee.
Thank you.
For review.
The second one is from Alderman Salerno. Please replace the no parking sign in the area of 249 Grove Street. The current sign has faded significantly and is starting to be ignored.
Thank you. We'll send that along to Public Works.
And that's it, Your Honor.
Thank you. All right, Alderwoman Collins for the consent agenda.
Thank you, Your Honor. The following items are off of consent agenda. Those items is item C, item G, item N, and item O. Are there any other reports that council members would like off the agenda? So that,
Seconded by Alderwoman Belinsky. So, on consent.
Would be A, B, C1, C2, D, E, F, H, I, J, K, L, M, and that's it.
And P.
And P.
Oh, yeah, that's what's addition. And P.
Seconded by Alderman Truworthy. Mr. Clerk.
Alderpersons Truworthy?
Yes.
Magnuszewski?
Yes.
Black?
Yes.
Collins?
Yes.
Platosh?
Yes.
Sanchez?
Yes.
Carlozzi?
Yes.
DeFranzo?
Yes.
Salvio?
Yes.
Babone?
Yes.
Giantonio?
Yes.
Smedley?
Yes.
Salerno?
Yes.
Naples?
Yes.
Belinsky?
Yes.
15-0, Your Honor.
Thank you. On to reports. First one off is item G, Beehive Renovations. Alderman Truworthy.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'd like to make a motion to accept and adopt.
Seconded by Alderwoman Belinsky.
Happy New Year, Your Honor.
Happy New Year.
First council meeting of New Year. Question. This has to do with this is a resolution regarding the report of the finance department and the purchasing agent regarding the improvements to the renovations for Beehive Stadium for $1.081 million. I did have a quick question, if I might, it could be for Mr. DeMeo, but more likelihood to Mr. Wolf or someone from the finance department. It's not so much about the actual improvements, but in the report, top section lists at least six or seven different line items of where this is going to be funded from.
Mr. DeMeo can probably answer that.
And I guess my question is, can we either, does there need to be an accompanying resolution shifting the money from those accounts into this account?
I don't believe so. All those monies that are in that account to do Beehive are already been approved by the council.
For a variety of different purposes, right. I understand what you're saying there.
Related purposes.
Okay.
You know, like the ADA issues of the $150,000, that is strictly going towards the ADA for Beehive.
All right, so for clarification purposes, so the citywide park ADA improvements, that was the one that you were just referring to?
Yep.
That's $150,000?
Correct.
So all of that $150,000 is going to be used for Beehive right now?
Yes.
All of it?
Yes.
All right. You have construction contracts in two different particular spots?
Help me out on that one.
Line items there. I mean, 008-323.
If I may, though, Alderman, this is, we were successful in writing a grant for $850,000 to the state bonding money.
Okay.
So the intention here is to approve what monies are available to do Beehive and get the job started hopefully Monday. We're meeting with the company tomorrow morning if this is approved. But the intent is once we get our hands on the $850,000 from the state, we would then work with finance to reduce those line items and use the $850,000 of state money instead of the city's money.
That sounds lovely.
Yes. Sounds like a good plan, right?
Does the state know that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Then I just ask that if someone from finance could shoot me over an email where those just delineating those particular line items, that'd be great. Thank you.
Okay.
Hope we get the $850,000. Or did we get it already?
Voted Monday.
We
at the bond commission.
Yes.
Hey, great. Thank you.
So it's good news for everybody.
Yeah. Alderman DeFranzo, I think.
Thank you, Mayor. Mr. Mayor, I apologize for not calling you before, but I figured you know this. So beyond the ADA compliance issues, what can you just give a short description of what else is going to be done there?
Sure. We have it's mostly ADA stuff like the signage in the parking lot as long in the striping. Then the asphalt has to be at the right percentage grade up to the Rockettes building, the concession stand building, new fencing and new gates at areas that are bad, a new roof on the building, locker room, minor renovations to the locker room, mostly taking out the showers because they're not used, and if you take them out, it's cheaper to get rid of them than to replace them. Making a handicap accessible bathroom in the locker room for the team and the coach of the home of New Britain High School from the umpire's existing bathroom. Demolishing the bleachers on both wings, first and third base side, and then replacing under the cantilever. We're going to leave that at first, leave it until everything's done, and then in the fall of the upcoming fall, they would then replace those seats with new aluminum seating. So basically, that's it.
So what the seating capacity now is about 4,000?
4,700.
And it's probably going to go down to about 1,000?
1,000, yep.
So they'll remove the bleachers that go down the third base and first base?
Yes.
Foul lines, like, beyond the actual bases?
Yes.
And then so
it'll go almost to the dugouts,
okay.
The seating, the new seating. Oh, and I forgot to tell you, the press box, that's, you know, how bad it is. It's going to be moved down to about 7 feet off the ground with a short ramp, so it'll be accessible to anyone who needs to use it.
And so do you anticipate any possible interference between the construction and the high school season?
That's what we're going to work out tomorrow morning at 10:30, but the company seems to be very cooperative. Roberto's on our commission, as you know, and is filled in on every email, so he's part of the discussions, and the intent is to do the locker room and the demolition in the winter and finish before March 31st for his opening season in the first week of April.
Great. Thank you very much. Yep.
Thank you, Mr. DeMeo.
Yes, I do.
Oh, Alderwoman Collins.
Thank you. Mr. DeMeo, I just have a question for you.
Yep.
Especially the concern I have is, of course, is with the ADA compliance of all city parks. What I want to ask is, Chesley part of this ADA compliance? And so there will be some work done on Chesley Park going forward to make it ADA compliant.
Okay, just to fill everyone in that doesn't know, several years ago, over eight, I think, the State Board of Education cited us, or the city, for not being ADA compliant for any of the fields or facilities that the high school uses. So some of those are Stanley Quarter Park baseball field where the freshman team uses it. That needs to be accessible for seating for a coach that's possibly in a wheelchair or grandparents or parents that have mobility issues. Chesley, as you bring up, was specifically cited at the softball field, Diamond One, with the lights that girls softball usually plays at. However, there's a little caveat there. Last year they had a new coach and they like to play most of their games at Martha Hart, so we have to check that out. But that needs some paths, it needs some handicap accessible porta potty, mm-hmm. and of course the football field, the existing football field in between the two softball fields, that isn't used by the high school, so it's not specifically cited by the State Board of Ed.
Okay, so not much of anything having to do with ADA compliance will be done in Chesley Park right now.
That's correct. The way I can foresee it.
Okay, thank you.
Alderman Schruerthy? No?
Sorry for the second time. All right,
thank you,
Your Honor. So, and again, this one might be for Mr. Wolf. What was, if you, off the top of your head, for the Beehive Stadium improvements, what do we put in there? That was a bond, if I remember correctly, correct?
Beehive Stadium?
Yeah.
I think we have 907,000 left.
Okay.
So we're adding the 150 for ADA, and that gets you to a little bit over a million.
Okay. There are three different line items in here and several different other indicators. So
if you could tell me what they are, I can't read them in front of me, but
it's just construction contract. Ultimately, I guess my question is,
that's just an expenditure. I think that's, you have to, what you have the revenue on one side and then you use the the contract with J.A. Rosa, what you're going to vote tonight is potentially to authorize the mayor to sign a contract with J.A. or the purchasing agent to sign a contract with J.A. Rosa.
So assuming then that the grant came in, you basically need this. You need to award your money. You want to award the contract in order to be timely with the field approval.
Exactly. We need to start Monday.
Right. So you're asking us to authorize this from these accounts. It is the intention of you, the finance director, mayors, whoever it may be, that once assuming that those $850,000 comes in from the state in a timely fashion and whatnot, that then there will then at some point in time be another resolution that is put forward to either eliminate these ADA compliant the line items that are set in here, or to reinstate them with some other funding mechanism?
Yes. And I don't know if it's a resolution or a report, but I would work with finance to do that.
Okay. Can I just is that, would be that true, Mr. Wolf? Thank you.
Any further questions for Mr. DeMeo? Thank you, Bill. Any further questions on the report? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next report that we have off is item N. Alderman Carlozzi.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'd like to make a motion for purposes of discussion only, a motion to accept item N.
Seconded by Alderman DeFranco.
Thank you, Your Honor. Through you, I noticed that we have both registrars in the audience tonight. If they would both approach, I have just got some questions. Good evening, gentlemen, and thank you for attending tonight, and thank you for preparing this report. I guess the first question, was this report done jointly?
Yes.
Perfect, wonderful. Can one of you tell me a little bit of the process prior to an election? In terms of the setup, in terms of what we do with our tabulators, what's done prior to an election day?
Sure. Good evening, Alderman. We do testing and sealing of all 34 or 36 tabulators a couple of weeks before the election. We run a test set of ballots through them and ensure the accuracy of each memory card that is then secured into each of the machines after it's passed the inspection.
Okay. Now,
just for your own benefit, and this last test that we did, John Manamar was there, and somebody from the office of the senator, so we invite everybody to just to give you permission.
Prior to the election.
While we were doing it for a while.
Okay. Now, the tabulators of 34 or 36 that you mentioned, what's the age of those machines, roughly?
I believe they're approximately 7 or 8 years old now.
And for the last 6 or 7 years, am I correct that they've been maintained by the maintenance was paid for by the Secretary of State's office?
Up until the past 2 years, yes, or a year primarily.
I thought July 1st of 2013 was the first year we were on it.
Well, the Secretary of State extended it.
They extended that, right? Okay. So, and we did make an. Your Honor, I believe through you, we did pass a resolution to pay for testing and maintenance of the machines.
Yes.
I know it was actually held one session, and then we paid for it. We actually approved it the next session. So when were these machines actually tested prior to the election? Like, was it in September? Was it in August?
No, I believe it was in June.
And then they were put. Then they were closed up and put away.
Yeah. Yep. They were inspected. They were cleaned and routine maintenance from LHS, who's the sole source on these.
Okay, because I found it a little interesting that there were basically, you cited five issues, and in two of the issues, you know, dust and static buildup and bad ballot reader, and it was found dust and static buildup, and I was just trying to figure out how that happens from the testing to the actual day of the election, if they're closed up, put away, how does that happen?
Primarily, the static is built up in the ballot box, not inside the tabulator. So when the ballots pass through and into the box, over the course of time, they develop static, cling, and dust that's on the inside as soon as it reaches the inside of the ballot box. That's what was causing some of the other problems and the holdup on the ballots and things, and stop the reading in certain cases.
So since you're mentioning that, can I assume then that the paper itself, which has dust on it? The ballots are causing that to happen.
Yeah.
And has this traditionally been an issue on election days?
No, it hasn't. It's really the first that I've encountered it in the 6 years I've been in the office. And apparently, the tabulators are being looked at, but not the maintenance or at least the inspection of the ballot box. That's the huge box that the tabulators sit on. So when he lifted the hood, if you will, to take a look to see what might be causing these things in those districts, that's what he found. There was buildup, and he said it's pretty easily cleaned, that he will perform the maintenance when they come again in May.
So going forward, not only will the tabulators be cleaned and maintained, but also the ballot boxes themselves, that reader?
Yeah, they have not been attended to before. No problems prior to either, so.
Well, that certainly explains that. Can you talk a little more about, you mentioned as an issue, campaign signs and personnel inside 75-foot markers at General Emiglio District 7, Smalley Academy District 8, and De Loreto Magnet School District 14. I'm especially interested in the notation that it's inside of the 75-foot markers.
It was brought to our attention specific to De Loreto and what was the Gaffney joint polling place, that there were signs and personnel of different campaigns within the 75-foot sign between there and the building. And I guess signs were either confiscated or people were told to leave and go beyond the 75-foot sign.
Okay, for all the time that I was there, I never noticed anyone inside of the 75-foot. It was always outside of the 75-foot.
Yeah.
There was obviously an issue with campaign, quote-unquote campaign signs and the amount of signs and how they were placed, but they were all outside of the 75-foot. And I especially found when it says inside, and then post-election, the council passing an amendment to Chapter 3, Section 3-11. Chapter 3-11 would never address a violation of state statutes if you're inside of the 75-foot marker.
No, this was ordinance that was addressed was a city ordinance.
Right.
And it had to do with signs of any kind on public property at any time of the year.
But the issue here was inside 75-foot. If there was campaign signs or someone inside the 75-foot, mm-hmm. what you wrote here as post-election and what this council did would never address a violation of state statute.
No, but it's in conjunction with the two issues have been running concurrent for a good dozen years.
Well, I take exception. I mean, I was at De Loreto a good majority of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And at no point at any time did I observe any sign or any personnel inside of that 75-foot. So I can't speak for General Emiglio, and I can't speak for Smalley Academy. Mm-hmm. And I also know that what we did as a council would never address a violation of the state statutes. So I just found it rather unusual that those two would be put together. Just from my observation at De Loreto, I can say that De Loreto, there was never anyone inside of 75-foot. Everyone was always outside of that. And for that to be put into this report, I take a little exception to it, because the campaign signs issue, I have a little bit of a knowledge of from that day. So, you know, this council already took care of that. And again, mm-hmm. this council and our state, our local ordinances could never address a violation of state statute. And if people were inside 75 feet, the moderators probably should have reported those to you, and those should have been reported to the campaign elections.
I spoke, like, you know, you were there. I spoke with them, and I absolutely told them to leave all the signs. They are beyond the 75 feet alone. Only get involved in the violated state.
Well,
we, in my opinion, we have no authority beyond the 75 feet.
Right.
And we try to emphasize that, and we don't want to. I personally, if there's any trouble with that, and we had this conversation, the city is the one who's going to handle that.
Right.
If it is a sign left, or if it is 10 signs left, or whatever is left, and it is a violation of whatever city ordinance or whatever, they're going to enforce it, not us. We should enforce the 75 feet because it's state law and we have to enforce it. So if it was anything and if we were aware of it, please do not hesitate ever, as long as I'm in the office, to call me and I will go personally and tell them, leave it alone. You know I was there. I offered to. You were busy with, you know. And but I will be willing to go out of my way to make sure.
The signs that the moderators had an issue with the Diloretto were definitely outside of the 75 feet and maybe up to 100 feet away.
And those were
removed because I was asked to remove them.
I'm not saying the truth. But what I'm saying is that personally I told him leave it alone and I said to you, let's go and talk with them because you want to talk with them and you say you will handle that. But I'll be willing to work as long as I'm in office and make sure that nobody from the election who work for us enforces anything beyond the 75.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you again for putting this together for us. Your Honor, personally, I'm going to vote against this only because the issue is campaign signs and personnel inside 75 feet. And the post-election talks about Chapter 3, Section 3-11 of our city ordinances. Our city ordinances and what we did does no way in any way resolve the issue of being inside the 75 feet. And I think properly, if there was an issue with personnel inside the 75 feet, those people should be reported to state elections, because there are state statutes and there are fines for that. So I'm going to be voting against accepting this report for that one reason. I do thank the gentleman for putting this together for us. Thank you very much for your work.
You're welcome.
Any other questions for them? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, for the
Nay.
Record,
Opposed.
Alderman
for the record.
Carlozzi and Alderman Platosh. Motion carries. Alderman Belinsky.
Thank you, Your Honor. I make a motion to accept and adopt item O.
Second, Your Honor.
Seconded by Alderwoman Collins.
Item O is presented before us. It reads report of the Committee on Planning, Zoning, and Housing. This really was should be a report of the zoning subcommittee of the council. It also has to do with the zoning item with regards to granting of a certificate of location approval from the Common Council in order to allow a motor vehicle general repairs and auto dealer's license for the property at 117A Christian Lane. Typically, there is...
I just want to get a clarification on this again because I was not at this meeting.
for the zoning meeting.
This is a zone, okay.
It's a zone change on this, and unless you listen to the tape.
So I did not listen to the tape, so I'm going to...
Okay, there was...
It's a certificate. Yeah, I think... I'm trying to remember correctly now. I believe I'm on record in the past as having said that you don't, for these, need to recuse yourself. I'm pretty sure that's what I've opined. I will also tell you, I think in past practice that, you know, some members have recused themselves. So
I'm just going to recuse myself to err on the side.
Okay. Not a big deal.
Okay. I'm going to do the same because I did not have a chance to listen to the tapes either.
Yeah, all right, like the two other.
Me too.
Quite a few people not there. Do we have anybody at the meeting?
Okay, so we'll just let and Alderman Collins.
Yes, I didn't listen.
Okay, so for the record, Alderman Magnuszewski, Alderman Savio too, Alderman Giantonio, Alderman Collins, Alderman Sanchez, Alderman DeFranco, all recuse themselves for the purposes of this discussion. Alderman Salvi, you have to leave the room.
What's that?
You have to, if you didn't listen.
I have a bad knee.
He took out a hearing aid.
He's just going to turn his chair.
All right.
Whatever.
The only reason I took this off the agenda is just to make that clarification because the wording on it isn't as clear. And typically when we get this, when we get something from the zoning committee, or we also have attached to it the original petition. So, which comes on the back of it. I have already copied the original petition. I gave it to the town clerk, and I just wanted to state for the record that it was going into the minutes so that there's complete clarity, and it doesn't in any way, shape, or form impede this gentleman from going forward. We all voted in favor of it and think it's a great place for a motor vehicle general repairs license, and we wish him luck, and I do urge adoption. Thank you. So in order to actually get this on there, I should make an amendment to add the petition to or the additional original petition to item O.
Seconded by Alderman Chu. Are they all those in favor of adding, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay, and granted. So now it would be in the record if we go forward. Thank you.
Gotcha. Any further questions on report? Oh. We already voted. Well, sorry. All those in favor. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Motion carries. Okay, back. Welcome back. My chicken scratch. That's the best I got. Okay, now we are on to item resolution number one at Alderman Salerno.
I'm sorry, Your Honor.
Yes, through.
Resolution
through you,
number
Honor,
one.
I'll make a motion to accept and adopt.
Seconded by Alderman Platosh.
This resolution agreement was signed on April of 2013 to deal with employee circumstance in the finance department for compensation related to both FEMA and FHWA filings of Winter Storm Alfred and Winter Storm Charlotte, and I move to accept and adopt.
Any further questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Item two, Alderman Platosh.
Item number two, I move and refer to administrative finance and law.
Seconded by Alderman Giantonio. Alderman
okay,
Platosh.
This is a sale of 1.221 acre of Hill, which is located in our water department, and which we're selling for $4,053, and we're going to take it up in the committee. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Point of order.
Alderman Chiuri.
Thank you, Your Honor. Sorry, I believe the point of order would be that I believe that this should appropriately be referred to the Committee on Planning, Zoning, and Housing.
Okay. I will refer to Planning, Zoning, and Housing.
I will second that.
Seconded by Alderman Giantonio. Alderman Platosh withdraws his motion. Okay. Thanks. Thank you, Mr. Clerk. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Item three, Alderwoman Belinsky.
Thank you, Your Honor. Make a motion to accept and adopt item number three.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Cabot.
This is a resolution for the police department, and it is money we are receiving from the Drug Investigation Fund, which is a special revenue fund that gets money from drug asset forfeiture, et cetera. And we are going to be using, or the chief will be utilizing that money to purchase two Mark Fort Interceptor utility vehicles. And so therefore, there's no money from the city, and I urge adoption.
Thank you. Questions, comments? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number four, Alderman Salerno.
Yes, Your Honor, through you. This is a move to accept and adopt this resolution.
Seconded by Alderman Giantonio.
This resolution will be dealing with the reorganization. Upon the reorganization that included merger of the Community Services Department, The former director of the Community Services Department actually submitted his resignation. In the course of that, due to his longevity within the City of New Britain, his payout for unused sick time, vacation, and personal time amounted to $30,840, and I move to accept and adopt this resolution.
Thank you, Alderman. Is there any questions, comments? Alderman Trueworthy.
Your Honor, thank you. Just a brief statement. I'll be voting in favor of this. I think I'm on record clearly as penny wise and pound foolish to have to eliminated that department. I still believe that there's a need for it. There's a resolution on the table right now that calls for a couple hundred thousand dollars to come exactly from this account that was tabled. That from general fund contingency, and when it came up, the argument was over how much money is left in contingency. There's still $733,000 in there now. I'll support this because he's gone and that's the case, but I have objections still. Thank you.
Okay. Any further questions, comments? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number 5.
Your Honor.
Alderman Carl, Trueworthy.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'd like to make a motion to accept and adopt item 5.
Second. Seconded by Alderman D'Antonio. Yeah. Sorry, I apologize.
Thank you, gentlemen. This is a resolution that has to deal with, we had a special planning, zoning, housing subcommittee meeting, or committee meeting, excuse me, prior to this meeting, the public hearing. It has to deal with this purchase sale agreement of the City of New Britain to Mr. Corey, or Commercial Design Builders, LLC, for 57 Court Street for a purchasing price of $40,000. We did have discussion in the committee meeting at length. There was a public hearing on this last Tuesday. There was no one who spoke either in favor or up against to it after being properly noticed. Wish you the best of luck. This has been a dilapidated property or rundown property, an eyesore for a whole number of years, and it'll be great to see this back on the tax rolls. So we don't need to go on and on about what happened at the committee meeting. Best of luck. Let's get this built, a beautiful old building, looking back the way as she did in her glory. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions, comments? We wish you nothing but the best, and we're here to help you through it.
Thank you.
You know my number. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Congratulations. I'd like to call for a brief recess for a moment.
So moved.
Thanks, Dr. Second.
Another one. Okay. We're never going home.
The time is 9:11.
Hey.
Well, are we going?